Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 20. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Red Lion Beta.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm Alex's Corner.
Hey, I'm Sultan Sketches.
There we go. It's Alex and Sultan, the Aussie peeps, okay?
I hate them.
The Aussie trio has been fulfilled. Okay. Good on you guys.
Yes. Is that how you sound the Satan?
Yeah, the Aussie trio has been fulfilled.
No one's reacting.
Listen. I'm sure two of you are powerful, but one of you is very weak. I beat Sultan in arm wrestling.
You
multiple
took no
times.
Time to get into this conversation.
Listen, no, I just stopped you right there. No, none of it. Okay. First of all, I want to thank Hikaru, Jazzy, and Storyteller for being the best patrons. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Okay, as well as everybody else who supported us. Okay. Furthermore, I just want to remind everybody that this podcast is available on SoundCloud and iTunes and now Spotify. We finally did it.
Yay.
All right, it's everywhere now, so go and listen to it if you want. And finally, thanks for the fan art, everybody. We love it.
Sexy.
Love you. This is the best one. Okay, full stop.
Wow. Are you sure? Because I think that's also the best one.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, I'm so in agreement with you right now. Okay, let's arm wrestle about it. Let's do it.
Dude, no. Listen, I destroyed Sultan. I don't want to hear
you
it.
You destroyed. Did not
destroyed
rush.
A millisecond.
Okay. The first time we arm wrestled, it took 5 minutes, and neither of us won. And so we had round two, and I beat you, Rush. There's witnesses.
Listen, I gave up because I just felt bad for you. It was your first time in America. I was like,
that's what you sound like. I just felt bad. You know?
I have so many Baconators in my arm. You can't understand.
The hell is a Baconator?
two cheeseburger slices with bacon and cheese. It's delicious and $7.
I can't have bacon, so that doesn't sound like anything to me.
No.
It just sounds like buns and meat.
But no.
Buns and meat.
But yeah.
Shut the hell up, Sultan. What are you, 5 years old?
Sultan loves buns and meat, and I love Sultan's celery. Like, yeah.
Buns, dude, you fucking love celery.
I love celery.
Alright?
Yeah.
Can we just, stop? Can we...
You know what?
One of the big things that so for those who don't know, Sultan, Alex, and I, we literally went on world travel and did stuff for a month straight together.
No.
And in it, we just made all these dumb jokes and dumb stupid inside jokes that I don't think so many people will get. Like Cody Ko fans will get it, but they don't understand the full context of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how how badly Sultan just wants to end. just wants to.
Listen, I'm ready. waiting for an opening in my. Do you want to, Alex?
Dude, not now. We're recording a podcast. You can't end anything.
We'll discuss it later. Alex.
At the end of the podcast.
Podcast? Dude, welcome to the Chodecast.
Oh my god. Haven't you already done a Chodecast? Or am I remembering that wrong?
Sultan, don't talk about our night together, okay? Sultan,
what?
Come on.
Chodecast?
Never mind.
What kind of podcast are you part of?
Rush, you want in?
Yeah, well, wow. I want to brag, but it's pretty small. But it has a girth of a whale.
Yeah, that's a chode, Rush. You just literally described the chode in a longer term.
Yeah, you're welcome. You want to see it?
With Rush, Lad, and Vader.
No, but I want to finish the one arm wrestling story. So I just arm wrestled a lot of people, all right? Listen, the Sultan was the first one. I arm wrestled Adam. I think I beat him. I don't remember. I think I beat him, right? But then Jordan Pivots was like, I went on this. And so me and him went in, and we're like, people are counting down. They're like, ready, set, go. And neither him, and I was going to let him win. Like, I was like, I'm going to let him win in front of his girl and all the people. It's going to be epic. And then I didn't move, and he didn't move. Like, me and him both just stared, and he looked up at me like, no way. I'm just like, yeah, way. And he was going to let me win, so I faked it, me and him faked it. And he's like, ooh, and he beat me. And I'm like, oh my god, Pivot, you're the greatest. And he was like, gave me a nod. I'm like, got you.
Didn't you fight Mads as well before you fought Sultan? Wasn't it?
Maybe. I forget.
Like, before you bit, that's why you, like, you were struggling with Sultan the first time, because you had done an arm wrestle already.
No, 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 no. There is no excuse. I beat Rush fair and square. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear this bullshit, like, oh, Rush, he's going through some shit. No, I win.
I was going through a divorce.
Dude, Mr. Struggle over here. Dude,
are you struggling? Yeah.
Are you struggling right now?
I just want to end it,
not like that, babe.
Dude, speaking of, I was on TikTok as usual now, and so I was scrolling through, and I saw Noel Miller there, right?
That's me.
And I'm not sure if you guys know, he has a Vine, the classic Vine that went legendary, where he's just like, ha ha, guys, it's skinny penis, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's right? Your boy, skinny penis.
Yeah, big boy, skinny penis. And then, but then on TikTok, I saw him, and he made one video where he's like, ha ha. Just starts crying. Everyone's like, hey, you can do it. And like the top comment was like, yo, you sound like you look like you're struggling here, bro. You look like you're struggling. I love them so much, dude. Speaking of Laddie, so one day, right? Yeah. So Sultan saw me quickly make TikToks here and there, you know, at the Airbnb we were at the airport.
Yeah, it was good material.
Yeah, good. Oh, wait, what? No! Were you recording?
No! I meant for, actually, don't worry, continue.
It's on YouPorn, don't worry about it.
And so, recently I messaged Laddie, and I was like, hey, Laddie, can you do me, a massive favor? But you can't ask why. And she's like, what's up, Mom? I was like, can you draw yourself just eating an intestine for me? Just like really just munching an intestine. And she's like, okay. And so thanks, Laddie. And then I made a TikTok where it was like Renaissance music. And I was trying to pretending to be other animators. And then I turned around and it's just Laddie eating an intestine.
Yeah.
And that dumb, stupid thing went like TikTok viral again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and like a lot of comments were like, wait, Laddie, no. And some of the comments were like, wait, who is that in the back? And she's so scary. And some of them were like, that's not Christian friendly. And I was like, oh my God. And then so many of the comments were like, where's Jaden and James? You know, where's Jaden and James?
I was reading some of them. Because I was in it, so... But I was like, what? What do you mean? Where's Jaden and...
Do you know, Laddie, you know what I wanted to do? And whoever's listening to this will get a sneak preview, I guess. Is like, you know how Snapchat had a filter where you can swap your face with an image?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that? So I wanted to make one with the exact same music, except it's me sleeping. And then I get... When it's about to... Like, when the beat gets louder and louder, I get woken up by a hand. And it's me getting like shocked, and I look up, and it's just my face replaced by James's face, and it's just like patting me on the back, and then I just start sleeping snugly again. It's, you know what I mean? But then I can't find that filter on Snapchat. I don't know what to search for.
You're doomed. I'm sorry.
Do you guys use Snapchat Instagram anymore? Maybe.
Like, oh, I think you have to get a picture of James and then cut it out and then just stick it. Isn't that how it works?
Did you get some tape?
No, they don't. There used to be a filter in which you could like replace your face. Like you put an image up and it just automatically replaces your face with that image.
Mm. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
The thing is though, does anybody even use Snapchat anymore? Like,
no, let's. I
only use it to catch up with like sometimes like when people post other stories. But that's really okay. It.
I heard that in town people use it for drug deals.
Wait, what?
Because they can't trace the numbers. It's easy to mess it deleted.
Ooh.
Some of my friends told me about it. I'm like, what's going on, Snapchat?
I know.
That's going down.
Do you love that meme? Alex, no. Of course you do, okay? You're a diva.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an ABG, okay? Alex is an ABG right here.
Bro, I learned the ways of the ABG while I was in Cali.
Asian Wait, bouncing Laddie, gangster. Rush, do you know what ABG is?
Asian bouncing gangster, right?
Shut up.
Yeah. Close. I like to bounce.
Stop. Stop.
I like to bounce.
I want you to think about that, Alex.
Long yeah, long. I was immediately like, Alex, what have you done?
I get it. Yeah. He's bald.
Yeah.
So it's like Asian baby girl.
Yeah.
Her baby?
Yeah, ABG, Asian baby girl. It's like those who kind of dress up in fake lashes and dress up in a certain way. And Alex was taken by her cousin, who is an ABG. And I was just like, Alex, you're gonna be careful. And Sultan's like, you're gonna come back an ABG, like 100%. And then I see her Snapchat stories, and she's 100% like an ABG. Like literally looks like one, taking photos.
What
exactly.
The fuck? No. Yeah. Not even. Maybe like 50%. But but like I wouldn't go. I wouldn't like buy $30 lashes. Fake lashes on.
Just 25.
Oh, just 25. Yeah. Damn it, Sultan. Damn it. Stole my joke. But Alex, you came back literally looking like you had lashes on, didn't you? Or was that mascara?
Mascara. I have long lashes. I don't need fake.
Wow. All right. You're going to flex on us right now? Alex really be flexing her eyelashes right here.
No, you actually have very long eyelashes too, Mom.
Me?
Yeah.
So, like, I think that's like brown.
And Sultan.
Slash,
and Sultan. Yeah,
brown slash Arabic people have like really good eyelashes.
Eyelash squad.
Tell you about the time I accidentally cut them.
Wait, what?
I accidentally cut my eyebrows one time. I mean, my eyelashes.
Eyebrows?
No, not eyelashes. My eyelashes. Yeah.
Dude, me too. I cut my eyelashes too.
Wait, why?
What?
And I was trimming them. I was like, these are too long. Let me trim them.
No, what?
Okay, that's psychotic. What?
No, at least mine was on accident.
Yeah, Rush is like, somebody like me, I trimmed them. And was like, no, dude, no.
Oh my God.
What are you talking? Rush is like, no, I'm done. No more. No more. So I was like, wait, what do you mean? How do you do it accidentally?
I think I was like 12 or 13, and I didn't know that tweezers were a thing. And I had like this one hair in the middle of my eyebrows. And I was like, crap, I have a monobrow now. Like, let's get rid of it. So I got some scissors. And I put it to like the bridge of my nose to cut off my eyebrow hair.
Oh, no.
And my idiot didn't look at the end of the scissors. And so I snipped and it just chopped off all of my eyelashes.
Oh, no.
Did you do the other side at least to even them out? We were off weight.
No, I didn't.
Get fallen over.
No,
that's hilarious. I just like the idea of you just like one eye's bare and one eye is like all the eyelashes. Oh. Isn't that a fashion statement? That's like an art style. That's quirky. You're different.
I'm not like the other girls. I did asymmetrical fashion before it was a thing.
So you walk out to school and they're like, they're trying to roast you, but you're just walking with confidence and they're like, everyone starts doing it as like a trend.
Yeah.
Dude, I can see that being a trend though. Like, if I can see that being a trend.
I can see it, yeah. It's like a weird thing and everyone jokes about it, but like a few months later, it's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Maybe different colored eyelashes, that'd be a cool trend, like getting fake eyelashes of different colors.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. But we should give fashion advice.
Dude.
Oh my God. Everyone was so fashionable at like VidCon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody has everyone their own good, style.
Yeah, everyone had good clothing styles.
Literally, like what I loved the most was like Laddie and Rush dressed the exact way that they kind of it matches their personality, right? And I can't say anything either because I literally
Mr. Button Up shirt. Yeah, your fucking graphic tees. Nothing exists.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I was talking to like my merch company, and they were like, "Yeah, so can you tell me about your experiences in the past?" And I was like, "Literally, I'm trying to make casual shirts." But I don't wear casual shirts, so I don't know what to do. The only ones I wear is like of my. Essentially, for a merchandising company, you should make something that you would wear yourself, right? And the only merch that I wear of myself are my hoodies and that one embroidered logo one. I love that.
Half face?
Yeah,
that's good. I wear that one. And so, but the thing is, I dress up in smart casual most of the time. I just like it. And if I wear. A half sleeve tee, like casual. I wear my watch and I wear a belt and I wear like, you know.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the watch for a second?
Why?
So we went to, we did our meetups first in Australia and then we flew off to America. And
yes.
Mars lost his watch, I think.
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
Yeah.
And he was literally like Rush joked about it before, but he was literally like a cat. He was off balance without his watch. And he was trying, he was running everywhere trying to find like a decent watch. And it was just really funny.
Can that's I tell it. You guys that's something?
Was it a smartwatch?
No, it wasn't. It was like a $20 watch from Kmart. It was dumb.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you guys something? I looked at the pocket. You know how in the first meetup we got like a keychain from a friend and fan of ours?
Yes.
Don't tell me guys, you found the watch. I lost the
keychain and I looked in the pocket of my, one of my bags and I found the keychain and my watch.
Oh, so, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
And you even bought a Walmart watch.
Is I that? Did. I went to Walmart and I got a watch immediately because I don't know. That's just when you organize stuff, I need to know the time so that I know when to leave and when not to. You know what I mean?
So that's Maz's fashion sense. He needs a
watch. And then Rush.
Even naked.
This guy with pastel half tees and shorts.
Yes.
Wearing dude, I'm hot.
Beanie.
Do you want to go? My pink jacket was pretty fly, bro.
Dude, your jacket was really fly. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
My stepdad thinks I'm a little fruity, but.
No, you were.
In California, it was good.
It was accentuating your muscular structure because you had worked yeah. out, you know.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You're trying to pick me up, bro. What's we want?
Laddie looks good in denim.
Yeah,
Laddie wore all these like little denim, like little small boy outfits, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I know. So cute.
Wait, Laddie, where'd you get your denim jacket at?
Also, she got a cool hairstyle, like haircut. Like it suits you.
And a custom denim jacket. She's basically a biker girl.
She's gonna mug you.
Tell us about your
gang.
What's the biker gang name, buddy? The organs.
The organs.
We all had to tattoo our heart on our heart. Like that's it.
Yeah.
Wait. So when you said that, I just imagined a lot of bikers going down the road with a giant piano.
Organ piano.
Shut up.
Get it, Katie Bald.
Alex is taking. That's my habit right there, Alex. That's my habit. Whatever somebody tells, just a dumb joke. I'm just like, shut up. Alex, you're becoming me.
Alright. Oh no.
Dude, listen.
You know
Alex.
What I do now? So, okay, can I? This is a little stupid, dumbass vent, okay? So, now whenever something stupid happens in my life, I just instinctively like do a Millie Rock and the dance that Sultan does all the time.
Wait, what? What dance?
You know that dance where like you do the head shake and you're like, you know, like. Like that no dance idea. Of that video of that girl saying, you broke up with me and I don't like.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Is that the one you stick your arm up and wave?
Yeah, that's the whip nay-nay and stuff. Yeah, 100%.
I just do the whoa every time there's like an inconvenience.
Alex is always like two memes behind all the dance moves.
I know. It's so bad.
I do the Gundam style.
Yeah.
Open condom style. I love that dance.
And then, like, Alex was, like, dabbing when it had fully died.
Shut up. Yeah, dab. Oh,
stop.
You say that, but, like, literally James.
James is, like, he's quirky, though.
He's different.
I literally was talking to a friend last night, and I was just like... Yeah, James is, like, really different. He's just not like the other guys. And I just stopped, and I was like, oh, no. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. You were
but he is different. Well. Like, James just doesn't, like, his social, like, he is different. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's special, like, in a special way.
Stop. Stop it.
Yeah. D30 microphones is pretty cool.
I just warned people, like, there's a lot of people who think James and I are a couple, and we're not yet. And
yeah.
And so the video that he released a video with Jaden today about the Mario thing, Mario Maker.
Yeah.
And the video that's coming up next is what James and I did. We were solving riddles and stuff. And it's pretty funny, but there's also moments of where we're like, you know, kind of gay in it.
Oh my God.
Spicy.
And then like there's moments like, you know, the riddle is like, hey, if you know, if your parent or $1 million was gonna fall and die, who would you save? Which one would you save? And he's like, if you were there, Moz, I'd save you. And you know, like just
that's so cute.
And look into his eyes.
And you look into his eyes, and then we just make out. Yeah, you know, that's it. That's
yeah. It. Canon.
And everyone's like, James and Jaden. And it's like, no.
It's Moz.
It's me.
What's the ship name?
I think it's
Jaws.
Jaws. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, Jaws.
Jaws.
Did we ever talk about if me, you, and James were a ship?
Yeah, it's MASH with you and I. It's MASH.
Yeah.
The MASH one out? Is that... Yeah. I remember. We're gonna MASH one out.
Or MUSH.
MUSH?
But instead of an S, it's a Z, so...
Shut up, Alex. Gross.
That's hot.
What about Moz and Sultan?
Molten?
No. Molten?
yummy.
Soz.
No, Sultaz, bro. That's dude. Sultaz, bro.
Okay, that actually sounds cool.
I'm just Millie rocking right now, right? So Sultaz be like...
Sultan just wanted
I'm
to end
going
it the whole
to
time.
End it today,
dude. Yeah, you know one of my favorite things that's happening recently. So there's been a recent trend, and I'm gonna shout out everyone like Ruby and you know Moz Mayo. But there's a lot of Instagram accounts that are making edits of me, and I like super appreciate it. But what I'm a big fan of now is that they're making edits of me and Sultan, and they're like, replacing like classic memes except putting me and Sultan on it. Like there's one where there's two workers fighting in McDonald's and this guy's like, excuse me, can I get some nuggets? Can I get some chicken nuggets, please? God. And so they replace the guys fighting with like a bully and Sultan, and I'm the guy asking for nuggets. And there's like all these other edits, and I'm just like, you know what? I live for these. They're so funny. Low-key, how did they know? How did they...
They're pretty accurate. Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate, to be honest. And then I posted up earlier, but somebody made artwork of... you know what? I'll just show you. Somebody made artwork where Emily is, like, dominating me.
What?
Stop picking on Emily.
No,
it wouldn't have happened, bro.
I'm so serious.
It's that one.
Hold on. Where is it? It's a no mic? This one.
Plop it down. There it
Look
is.
Look at this.
Oh
yeah.
I saw this.
Do it.
Get?
No balls. No. Pussy.
You can't. Shut up. Oh my god, Alex.
Alex, stop. Stop.
And then I commented, like, as if she would have this energy, she radiates bottom energy. And she's like, first of all.
How did you know?
Dude, Emily's such a bottom. All right, get out of here. As if.
Oh, dang.
As if.
Oh, dang. It's drama alert.
Dude, don't even mention drama alert, okay? You triggered me by saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, hold. Because recently, and I'm going to date this podcast, and I'm going to talk about this.
You already dated it when you said James released a video today.
All right, you're right. But I'm going to date it again, all right? The entire Senor Pelo Aaron Hansen situation.
Dude, that was spicy.
That was pretty spicy, okay? So I'll explain the context for those who don't know. So Senor Pelo is an animator who kind of makes these very loud, abrasive, fast-paced comedy. And he his most popular one is Mocky's Show. You know, it's Mickey Mouse kind of giveaway. Giveaway, what the heck?
We're winning.
And, you know, he's been... kind of separate from the community-ish. You know, I've talked to him, Scribble Juice and Motion Warrior. Like, there's a few Storytime animators who have talked to him, but he's been relatively separate from the, you know, wider community. And he'd been working on this one massive video about Storytime animation and making a parody of it for, like, a long time now. And then it finally came out recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Initially, he started working on this back when the criticism was happening about like how Storytime Animation can't handle it, the criticism. And so he initially started working on it shortly after.
Mm.
And it released recently, right?
Yeah.
Randomly, like a few months ago when he was working on this, he messaged me on Twitter and was like, hey, like, could you voice lines for Just an Opinion, you know? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I'd love to. because once again, I actually watch his videos, and so I was honored that he was asking me, because he's one of my inspirations for how to make my comedy a bit better.
Ew, and so gross.
Yeah, I know, ooh, gross. And so ooh, being nice to somebody, gross. And so yeah, and so I was in the video, and so when the video came out, I immediately tweeted when he tweeted about it. I was like, yeah, I think this is a very, you know, it's a video that I think people should hopefully realize it's not like mean-spirited.
Yeah,
it's not like, it's not malicious in intent. And I liked it, and so I commented that, right?
Yeah.
A few hours later, Mr. Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps fame and Ego Raptor commented on it, right?
That's sexy.
And yeah, Rush, you love him. Vladdy, you love him. I'm not sure about Alex and Sultan. Do you guys watch Ego Raptor or Game Grumps?
Not really, no.
Yeah, so same as, maybe it's like an Australian thing, because me neither. Like, I know Ego Raptor because I used to be a Newgrounds kid. And so he commented, and he was like, you know, this is mean. This is ill-spirited. I don't like the idea of separating between... This is, like, causing a greater separation between Storytime Animation and other animators and stuff, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that comment, his comments got a lot of flack, to say the least. Dude,
he was trending on Twitter!
Dude. Oni NG, Hellbent, Spaz Kid. All these other Newgrounds animators and all these old school animators jumped on and got involved, and more people got involved and started retweeting it, and then the criticism community kind of like retweeted it, and he started trending, you know, and all the while the Storytime community didn't really comment, you know. Everyone's just like, literally, it's like
we were the introverts
we were just caught in the crossfire, because it's like, you know, the old Newground animators and Aaron and Pello and all these critics, and we're just watching like, oh, here we go, you know, like, that's it.
Here we go again.
It's really interesting because neither Aaron nor Pello wanted it to escalate to that level. Like, definitely, I don't think anybody was expecting Aaron Hansen to be trending because of this, right? And then people use that trending thing to begin canceling him. So they started bringing posting up
stuff from his past and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, genuinely bringing up. I saw some of that, man. It's rough.
Cancel culture, dude. So toxic.
And he had to issue a statement, you know, to like a public area, like about he just had to issue a statement about the cancel culture stuff. And then people are annoyed that he didn't apologize to Pello, but that's like a separate issue.
But they DM'd each other and they had it all good.
Yeah, they hashed that privately, which I think it's fine, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. What a wild ride.
To be fair, the comment section, like half the comments in Pello's video was like, yeah, these Storytime animators suck. And I was like, oh, okay.
Is that the issue you have? Is that
I think
issue?
That's what I feel like. It's like they use it as fuel. It's like, see, they do suck. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I can see that.
But other than that, I was just happy to feel included. And I laughed like some bits.
It's really interesting because I'm really like a split down the middle, because I know Pello and I know that he didn't intend for this to be like a malicious work of art. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
Like he obviously wanted to target the Storytime animation in the parody most of all. But then he did add on like his criticism to the critic as well as criticism to the audience. Like, and people don't get the ending at all, like of his video where he watches it and then like, you know, the IRL section where he's
he laughs at his own.
Where's the animation?
Yeah.
Where's the animation? And then he dies after watching his own stuff, because what he's trying to say in that one is that the same audience that says Storytime animation doesn't have that much movement is the same audience who will watch Mocky's show, his own show, which also doesn't have animation, and they'll love it. And so he's like criticizing that, right? And I don't think people get that ending.
Oh, I didn't get that ending.
Yeah, right? And so he's like criticizing people for being like a little bit hypocritical.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I liked it.
It was pretty funny. I just like the fact that Laddy, before recording, just found out the gnome was ginger pale.
It was until I saw someone like tweet about it. And I was like, oh wait, that was supposed to be Gingerham.
Yeah,
it looks just like him, laddie.
Oh, it looks
exactly like him. Gnome in the community.
I was just thinking gnome. I was like, who's gnome?
Ginger gnome.
Ginger gnome.
We only know ginger gnome.
I know. It's so funny because like. Yeah, so I'm a bit biased, right? I'll admit, I'm biased. I'm probably positively biased towards Pello because I know him and I've talked to him. And so I am, you know, I like the dude. And so yeah. I do think that his video wasn't intended to be malicious based from my own experiences with him. But yeah. I also have, it's very obvious to see that people are using this video to be malicious. You know what I mean? Like the comment section and some of the DMs that some of us have gotten are definitely not nice.
And it's not like Aaron's coming out and just saying it by itself. Like, there's like some merit to it.
No, like, I've got my own complicated feelings about Aaron, right? That tweet. So on one hand, I agree with the idea that it's causing a further division between animators. Like, mm-hmm. I don't hate Newgrounds animators. In fact, if they want to chat with us, I'm more than welcome to it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want there to be a wall between animation and art. I think everybody should be able to talk to everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And making it seem as if, like, you know, we're separate from that community, I don't know if I like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want there to be a wall. Sure, they may not like us, and that's fine. But the idea that there's, like, you know, when we were getting shot in the video and then they call the Newgrounds animators and they're like, you know, it seems like there's two sides. And I don't like that part of it. But I don't know if I necessarily agree with how Aaron went about this. You know what I mean? And Rush and Laddie, y'all are like, you know, you're into Game Grumps. Y'all know how he is.
Listen. He had an interesting past. And
No.
You know, kids pick on each other for their art and stuff. You know how it is.
It astounds me. Like, you know, I respect the guy. He's been in this game and YouTube for a long time. I just think he just went about it, in a really not good way.
seriously.
Seriously. It's really funny because, like, there's a few levels to it, right? So I respect the fact that he is an OG animator and he's a big fan of us and he's working to make it so that we are accepted, you know? And I appreciate that. Of course I do. And I respect that. But I also have to wonder if he's been in the game for so long, he should know better than to deal with it the way he did, you know? Yeah. Like, why deal with it publicly when you could have just messaged saying, hey, like, is this mean-spirited? And the thing is, the starting sentence of it, this is mean, it's like already coming off across as like stern when it's just like, but it's like, do you know if it's mean? You know, like, I don't know. I just felt like he came across too aggressive in the initial statement when he could have just been like, hey, is this mean-spirited? I don't want, like, and then give his actual opinion on it. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a very bizarre situation. And another thing is, like, I don't want to speak for everybody, but a majority of the people in the community were either like okay with it, or like kind of had a few issues with it, but not enough to the point where any of us would have like caused a fuss about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, I was a little miffed. And he was, like, you know, standing up for us when no one asked for that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple of people who got offended.
There are people who got offended in the community. Mm. And I see why, because the specific things that was said in the video about them, I can see why they would have a problem with it. But once again, it's their issue to raise, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they don't need a white knight to stand in front and say, this is mean for the storytime community. Whilst the storytime community is like, y'all hear something? Y'all hear something?
Yeah. I guess I see both sides and I'm indifferent. Like,
me too.
It doesn't bother me like at all. Like, I'm not offended by it. But I also, like, don't love it, like, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I think, just, like, for me, I think at the very end of the video, Sir Palo mentioned that he doesn't like storytime animators, and it's fine if you do, which is great, but that means he made the video, like, you know, not liking the people in the video, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that might have rubbed people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I fully get that. And so the issue for me is not the fact, like, the video itself, you can like it, you can hate it. You know what I mean? I don't think Pelo cares, and I don't think anybody cares that if people dislike the video.
Mm-hmm.
I think the once again, it all kind of wraps around to, it's like, it's your fight. If you don't like the video, you just don't like the video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should, like, we're kind of in the animation community, the reason that there doesn't seem to be drama constantly is because I don't want to sound haughty or elitist, but we understand that it's like everything is temporary. You know what I mean? If there is something we don't like, we don't scream on social media about it. And so what kind of surprised me was this veteran of YouTube was being so public over something so minuscule, and I was just like, why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very complicated topic. Because I don't think he meant, like, speaking about intention, Aaron didn't mean any ill intention either. He was trying to defend us and being, like, good intention about it as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it just caused a lot of fuss and a lot of anger that did not need to be flamed, you know?
Yeah.
The end.
It's really funny because that video, I got a bunch of comments on my most recent video from saying, like, you know, Senor Pelo said you were good, so I'm going to watch your video now. And aww, it's really funny because some of the comments are like, wow, he was right, you are good. And the other half is like, he was wrong, you're trash. And I was like, I had one which was like, you made this garbage joke and I closed this video immediately. And I was like, oh. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they made a comment first. Okay, don't worry. Whatever.
No,
what are you on about?
It was really funny. I replied to him, and I was like, you know what? You're right. Because the joke that he put in, like, the joke that he said he had an issue with, was a joke that I had initially cut out, but I put back. It's your part, Sultan. When I say baka, I had cut that out initially, and then I put it back in because I wanted the meme of your butt. And so,
my butt's
amazing. And so that was the one he had an issue with. I was like, dang it, I knew it, I should have removed it. You know what I mean? Like, that it was like that moment there.
Don't wash your butt.
So my butt was the issue?
Your butt was the issue, so?
Wow, it really be like that sometimes.
It really do be like that, Sultan, you know?
But
look, yeah. I'm more than accepting of if people have an issue with my videos and criticism. You know what I mean? Like, hit me as much as you want.
I
want
to hit you.
You know, as in, like, if you want to really tweet at me your criticisms on Twitter, go for it, you know?
Watch me go and roast you on Twitter.
I know. I just realized as soon as I was saying it, I was like, people are not just going to tweet out, like, you suck! You boo!
Boo.
I'm going to be like, dude, relatable, dude. Relatable.
Dude, hashtag relatable.
I will. I don't know, that's like the most dramatic thing that's happened in a long while to the storytime animation community.
Well,
publicly.
I guess recently.
Yeah, it's been like,
it's been a hot minute since we've had like a drama thing, so I guess it's about time.
It's about time, Laddie just sets up, I hate the old ones, and just like, Laddie just like starts like hating on people.
I just hate everyone.
Yeah. Next year, VidCon, I'm gonna actually take their organs.
Yeah, like for real this time. No, not joking.
Don't do it.
Someone say VidCon. Oh wow.
Shut up. Shut up.
Was that your segue? Was that a segue to VidCon, Alex?
Yeah.
You suck.
That was 20 minutes of pure drama. That was VidCon. Awful.
So you literally, all you did was, hey guys, did you say VidCon?
I sure did, Alex.
It sounded like a bad commercial.
Dude, Dude, we were literally talking, like, we were just saying next year VidCon, she's going to take, you know, organs. It could have been very natural, but instead Alex is like, I can take this moment.
This is the time to shine.
When Alex is 2 IQ, go at work.
Listen, Alex, we love you. Calm down.
I love you, Alex. Alex, keep it up.
My favorite thing ever is the rabbit thing, the hair thing from last podcast you were on. I want to animate that. It's so stupid.
The rabbit thing? What do you mean?
It's like I went to the restaurant and there was a hair in my soup.
And then Alex is like, oh, because you're bald.
And we're like, no.
Alex, I love it. Alex is like, okay, I love you, Alex. Okay, now we're gonna just roast Alex now. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, let's just roast her.
No, we were talking about VidCon.
No, we're not, Alex.
VidCon.
Speaking of bold and VidCon, the amount of times Rush went up to someone and asked them, "Do you want to borrow my shampoo?" And then they would think about it for a few minutes and be like, "Wait,
no." I would also just throw my hat at them. They're like, oh, can I see your hat? I'm like, yeah, here you go. And I'm like, don't watch out. I have lice. And they're like, oh. Yeah. And they're like, lice. Okay.
And everyone gave it back and then was like, wait.
It was my plan. I had so many bald jokes I was running with this year. Like, someone's like brushing their hair. I'm like, hey, can I borrow that when you're done? They're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, they're like, fuck you, Rush.
Isn't that baby?
Is that why you trimmed your eyelashes?
Yeah, I'm completely bald. No hair.
You gotta be completely bald.
Turn on your mascara? Nope, can't. I'm bald.
We stand bald, Rush. Everybody's got their own, like, I'm not sure how about you guys, like, especially you, Laddie. Well, Rush does, but, like, everybody's got their own catchphrases and sentences that they say to fans, don't they?
Yeah.
Like,
I know I do.
I guess so, yeah. I don't know if I have catchphrases.
Like, do you guys not have things that if you see a fan, you would say to them to, like things to say?
I'd be
like,
just say, what's
up, man? Hi, shut up, son.
Stay amazing.
I kill people is Laddie's one, you know? Like,
yeah, that's mine. Watch out. I'm going to take you. Oh, you're in the mold.
Police officer knocks down her door and she's like, I'm a murderer. And everyone's like, oh Laddie, you're so quirky. Oh. You're so different.
You're not like other YouTubers.
You're not like other YouTubers. And they just see like a pile of bodies behind. They just laugh.
Oh, oh classic Laddie.
That's not funny.
Remember Anime Expo, bro?
Dude!
Let's not.
I didn't go.
Can we commit
right now?
It was crazy. We were stuck in line for 2 hours, but Sultan had to be stuck in line.
No. Okay? Because Anime Expo was stupid. Okay? I'm going to say it. Okay? It's because Emily hyped us up, was like, yo, Anime Expo's dope. You should go. And we were like, dude, hell yeah, let's do it. And so, first day, we're like, we should go early because that's the only day Alex can go with us. And it's like, we go up early at like 7 a.m. And there's a huge line. And we're like, wait, what? What is this? And we walk and we walk and we walk. And it's just like, oh, this is the line to get your badges. Aww. And because Sultan and I were Australian, we can't have our badges shipped to us. So we needed to join this line first. And so we're like, okay, whatever. And we stand in this line for an hour and a half. And then we get our badges, okay? And we're like, whatever. But then here comes the time to enter the actual expo. Mm-hmm. And the line is like 2 hours long minimum.
Worth it.
Okay? And we're like, wait, what? And we're walking
and
to
we
see the end of the
up.
Line. And we got split up doing as we were walking. Sultan's in a different line. And me and Alex and JJ are in a different line. And whatever. And so JJ has a one-day pass. And so he's like, am I going to spend all day just outside? And Alex and I are getting upset because we're carrying these huge bags. And then we haven't had breakfast either.
Yes.
So we were hungry.
You gave me like candy and then I started getting like sleepy or getting woozy, you know?
Yeah. Sultan didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sultan's just upset.
But then we watched Dr. Stone. It was great.
No. You got
I didn't.
You got, You cut the story because we hadn't had breakfast, and so we were like, hey, JJ, could you go and grab some food? He was going to go to Starbucks anyway because he needed something. And we were like, can you just get a cream bagel for us? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so he left the line. We were taking his stuff. And then randomly on the right side, a door opened and a lady walked out. And she's like, if you want to get into the Anime Expo, come here. And everyone's looking at her like, y'all hear something? Y'all hear this random ass, you know, lady come out and try to invite us? Like, it's super suspicious. And she's like, shows her badge. And she's like, if you want in, come here. And we just like bolting it. Yeah, I'm going. You know what I mean? And Alex has all her luggage. And I tell her to go slowly because like they're not going to say no to you. And so we hobble on and we get in. And then I just realized JJ's out getting Starbucks as we're inside.
And then Sultan was outside on another line.
And at this point, like 3.5 hours had passed, okay? Waiting in line. And I messaged Sultan and JJ and said, meet up, you guys can go in, okay? And so Alex and I, now being inside, we go and watch Dr. Stone premiere and walk out. And JJ's there. And I was like, JJ, and he gave us a food and everything. And he was like, wait, what happened? Where's Sultan? And turns out JJ was so upset about having to waste literally half his $80 pass for one day that he kind of snuck in.
Oh my God. Okay. So like, I want to actually make a video about this. So like, it's fine if we talk about it now. I literally, JJ was like, I know a plan. We can get in. Just come with me. But because I had spent so much time, like I was invested in the line. I didn't want to leave because then it would be for nothing. I'd been there for like 4 hours and I was like, I'm not giving up now. Like even if it's 100% guaranteed, I waited in this line. I'm not just going to dip.
This is my line.
I didn't. And I was there for like, we got there at like what, 8 o'clock, in the morning. And I got into the convention at like 3 p.m.
No, 12 p.m., bro.
No.
It was not 12.
It was not 12 at all.
Because the premiere for Dr. Stone was at like 1. So.
And I came after that.
But I left at 3, bro. It was 12, bro.
No, he didn't know, but he wasn't there at 12. We were there.
You left at 3, Alex, yeah. And that was after the maid cafe.
Yo, I love the maid cafe.
No, don't talk about it. Don't talk about the maid cafe.
Oh my God, I forgot. Let me write that down. Sorry.
Wait, why not?
For the story, bro.
Oh, okay.
He wants to write in the story.
Let's monetize it.
Let's just say we had to pay extra $25 to get in, and I don't think it was worth it.
I think it was worth it. We'll make it back in ad revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. The big nyan. Yeah, no, it was a little sad.
I felt violated. I felt like everyone in that place felt violated, and it was just depressing. The whole thing was so depressing.
I thought everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course you would, Alex.
Yeah. As Sultan and I were looking at each other like,
like, oh, there was a butler cafe happening afterwards, and I was like, oh, the men, I want to see the men, you know.
Well, Alex, men, all right.
No, I want to.
Men, we get it.
I like men.
Men don't have rights, that's why they're butlers. All right.
Dude. It's really depressing because Anime Expo, I'd never want to go back again. You know what I mean? It really kind of soured my experience. And it soured, like, Sultan, I didn't even want to talk for you, man. It, like, you looked so pissed.
Yeah. Again, I want to talk about this in video, but me and Mars. Okay, so I literally spent hours in Australia looking for Emily's outfit. Like, Emerichu's persona's outfit. Because I wanted to surprise her at Anime Expo by cosplaying as her. So what I did was I finally found, like, the perfect outfit. I borrowed one of Alex's skirts, and I put them in my bag, and I went to Anime Expo. And I was going to get to the convention and then change. But because I'd been waiting in line for so long, as soon as I got in, I was pissed off. I was so angry. I was like, there's no way I'm cosplaying as Emily. I cannot be bothered. And so I gave it to Mars. I was like,
yeah, you did.
And then he did it.
And she was like, wow.
She didn't notice at first. She's like, wow, Ma, it's hot. What the heck are you wearing? But Laddie and Rush, you guys had like a really good experience, and didn't you?
We had a good experience, but we didn't go.
Wait, what?
You guys talked about it, like how bad it was. I didn't go. I had JJ get like a merch for me for my friend, and that was it.
Yeah, me, PJ, and Laddie just looked at each other and were like, and Alice, we're like, we're not going. It doesn't sound like fun at all. So what do we do? What do we do instead of that? Did we just go like the little Tokyo day? No.
Did we do Disney instead? I think.
I love Disney.
It was Disney.
Did you go to Disney twice? Because I was with you guys when we went to Disney.
Oh, no,
so wasn't
that's right. Well, where did we go?
I think it was Little Tokyo. I think we just went to Little Tokyo earlier, maybe.
Oh, yeah. You guys did go. Yeah.
When?
We were supposed to go to Little Tokyo then. We were supposed to go to Anime Expo then Little Tokyo, but instead we just went to Little Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been on the 7th, I think.
Yeah. Whatever, I don't
know.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Disney, Moz. I was like, why not?
Why would I?
He doesn't like Disney.
He hates the corporation.
I just feel, yeah, it is a little bit of like, they are a corporation, you know what I mean? But I just don't have any invested love for the magic, really. I don't really care about the magic.
All right. Imagine this, Moz. What if they Disney opened up a new park like tomorrow and it was like anime park?
Huh? I was just gonna say if there was an anime world, I'd go in immediately.
So right, if there was a Kingdom Hearts world,
bruh,
dude, you would totally go there to Kingdom Hearts section. Oh, shut up.
The thing is, did you know that in Japan, Disneyland Japan, they actually do have a Kingdom Hearts like section?
No, they don't.
And like merchandise, and in the hotel, in the Disney Resort Hotel up in Japan. They have rooms that are dedicated and decked out in Kingdom Hearts stuff. Aww. And the key to enter the room is a Keyblade.
Aww.
That is so cool.
I hope it's a giant Keyblade. I hope it's a giant door.
Shut the hell up.
You know they're making a Nintendo Land in America?
Japan. They are.
Yeah.
Nintendo Land?
See, I would go to that. I would go to that.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, I'm literally not going to Japan until that comes out.
I want an Animal Crossing themed thing.
100% there will be.
Because like Nintendo's just got so many IPs, you know? It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pokemon, Mario, Kirby, Metroid, Mario. Zelda.
Kart.
Luigi. I want to buy Waluigi merchandise. I want to buy Waluigi merchandise.
I want a Waluigi.
You want to? Okay, we get it.
I want to.
Can we just cosplay one day as Waluigi?
Next VidCon. Next
Waluigi Day.
All the animation community just shows up as Waluigi.
Do you know what I really liked? I liked Okay, when Pink Day was happening, which to the people who don't know, one day all the animators decided to wear pink. What I kept telling the fans was that, hey, head on over to the Crab-Maid booth. That's where all the animators are. Also, if they're wearing pink, they're probably the animators.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's like everybody too.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, thank you. And so like people were doing it. And it was just cute. It was really, really cute.
Yeah.
And if you find someone, it's like, is that some person wearing pink? That must be one of my friends. I'm going to go tackle them. Like, so beautiful. It was a beautiful day.
I kind of love that the Crown Me booth just kind of became our designated meetup spot. Because whenever I did meet a fan and there was like, they were like, I haven't been able to find anyone else. I'm like, go to the Crown Me booth. Everyone's there.
Yeah, it's like that as well. You. Yeah. So it's really funny because Creator Inc. and Crown Me really played their cards well. Crowdmade definitely became a hub of all the animators. Like, every animator went there to kind of hang out. And Creator Inc. definitely played their cards well by positioning themselves near it with all their animator booths. So the rest of the bigger animators that weren't in Crowdmade were right next to it. You know what I mean?
And then, two lanes down is James's booth.
Yeah. James and Jaden, I think, I don't know why. No, I do know why, because they kind of had separate areas. I think it was like a space issue because some of the bigger booths were on the left side, so that's why the Crowdmade and the Creator Inc. and James were on the left side of the expo hall, whereas Jaden and Alyssa and some of the kind of smaller 3x6 booths were on the right side. So
yeah,
and then there was that booth that stole my art.
What? Dude, Alex.
What? What do you mean stole your art? What's that even
Wait,
mean?
Rush, you don't know about this?
I don't know. Why didn't you spill this tea earlier?
Stupid. Yeah.
Makeshift, right, was a company that had emailed me and said, hey, we can make VidCon merchandise for you in your own booth. We can have people showing. And I was like, yeah, sure. They're like, hey, can you send in designs over? And I was like, yeah. And I signed the contract and I said, let's work on it. And I sent them the stuff and I was like, hey, if you have any advice about this graphic, send it over. And they're like, okay. And then I get no reply. And I'm like, wait, what about my pins and what about my shirts? And I get no reply, right? And they don't even remind me to do the social media push. So I just assume that they kind of died down.
Yeah.
And then I get a message from... James is talking to me. Yeah, Rush, hold on. I get a message from Rush, from James, and he's like, hey, I was waiting to talk. And I was like, what's up? He was like, why is there two booths with your merchandise? And I was like, wait, what?
Two booths?
And turns out Makeshift was making merchandise. And they used my kind of finished ones as the merchandise. And I didn't tell anybody that I had a booth because they just didn't remind me.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, I guess. And I go over to the booth. And the artwork they had used to represent me was not done by me, and was done by my friend Alex's Corner.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what?
Did they steal it off the internet somewhere?
And this is the artwork that was made for the AAA, which is like a recent thing. And so that lends like a question, like, why? You know, like, where did this come from,
dude?
Like, I would have been happy to give them my picture. They just didn't ask.
Dude, I remember.
And so they're like, when I saw them, they're like, yeah, Ma, let's take a picture. And I took a picture of them. And they're like, yeah, you know, you should remind people to come to our booth. And I was like, okay. And I did not.
You know? Dude, I remember the day.
I just hope next year they don't try this again. I was very upset, but I didn't want to yell at them right there.
Ma, yeah. Listen. Moz,
did you have booths sold at that? I couldn't find your merch sold at that booth.
Yeah, there wasn't anything.
I didn't see any of the Amazing merch. I just saw your picture.
Yeah.
Was my merch not there?
It was the crown. It was the crown thing.
It was a crown one, but it wasn't done. I didn't do anything to it. It was just a crown.
Yeah.
Well,
listen.
Maybe that's why I didn't recognize it.
Moz!
What's up? What's up?
I like making noises.
What about Rush? Badges? Like, what about, was there any pins there?
No.
Recall you saying there was.
At the crowd made one.
Yeah. No, the makeshift one. This one down here.
I couldn't find anything for you at that one.
Huh.
So, listen, guys, listen. Moz, I remember the first day we went to see your booth, right? We freaking walk up, and you just, the girl's watching us. It's like, oh, you're him? I'm like, yeah, you're him. And then you look at the design, and you say, this is garbage. And she can hear you. She's an earshot away. You're like, this is garbage. I'm just like, why?
Because it is garbage.
Why would you say that in front of people, though? They're just workers. They're not.
What was garbage?
It's design. He's just like, garbage.
It's my design. I can call it garbage. It is garbage.
Yeah, but they're the workers. I feel bad for the workers.
Oh, boo-hoo. The workers don't like it when I criticize my own design. Okay.
The workers How don't dare realize you? It's you. They're like, yeah.
They just...
Trash.
They agree. They're like, yeah, it's garbage. Yeah, dude, same.
They're like, you should meet the person.
I also thought it was like, blatant disrespectful to take somebody else's artwork, you know?
Yeah, it's like, what can I do? I can't just like sue them on the spot, but it's just like, I'll just let it slide, I guess.
Write them an angry letter.
Excuse me! On Twitter. Go off on Twitter.
Just Mission. Review your legal options.
When me and Tad walked by this booth, they gave her free merch. Like, she would talk to them, and he's like, they're like, oh, you were a feature creator, and they're like, yeah, and it's like, here's just take the tear some stuffed animals. I'm like, and they're like, you want some? I'm like, no, I don't want any. And they're like, you sure? I'm like, no.
They didn't give me free stuff. It was my own stuff. Because I'm glad that I hope they didn't give pins, because the pin idea I gave them, I actually really, really like. Essentially, what I did was I had different pins with different shapes. So, you know how in the army you have badges and stuff?
Yeah.
So, I had, like, three different ones for the tiers of Martians. And so I had, like, a little circular one for, like, normal Martian. And then I had, like, a more angular, more, like, pristine-looking one for, like, Super Martian. And then I had, like, a really good-looking one, like with a hexagon and everything for, like, higher-tier Martian. And I was going to have them different prices and stuff. I don't know. I like the idea of building, like, an army like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the Super Martian and I'm the normal Martian and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that. I'm a little. And so if they didn't do it, then I can do that in my actual merch store.
I'll be good. It could just be me, though. You could ask around, but I couldn't find anything. So
I emailed them. They just didn't reply. Yeah. No. It's okay. I just hope, like, you know, next time they just don't. Like, the thing is, you got to understand, because we're YouTubers, right? Like, okay, actually, no, I don't want to speak for you guys because I know Sultan and Alex, you suck. You kind of bad at reading emails. But,
What?
What?
Calling you out, bro.
Like, if they had just reached out and said, hey, can I borrow your artwork? I would have said, yes, I have banners of myself. You can have them. Why did you feel the need to take it from somebody else?
Yeah, where did they take it
from? And it wasn't even somebody else. It was literally like, if they had taken it from a fan, that's like, that's like bad. But then they also took it from like you, Alex, one of my closest friends. And it's like, did you think I wouldn't see this? Did you also think I wouldn't recognize my own artwork? Like, of course
also,
I would.
Also, they didn't flip your hair. Is that flip? Did I flip on that?
The hair's flipped.
Is your hair flipped?
Oh, so this is the before.
This is the before, yeah.
Ooh.
What?
There's the tea, sis.
Where did they get the, what?
That's the so hacker. Weird.
Oh. There's the tea, sis.
Someone hacked into my account. Not just
crazy. Your camera. Crazy. Nah, it's alright. It is what it is. Maybe we should. Whatever. I just realized.
If you.
Stop! I was gonna say we should bleep out their names. No.
Beep.
Use that beep.
Wow, Alex, how did you bleep them out so well?
When she senses in real life.
Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna bleep your mom, bro. Oh. I'm sorry, Sultan.
If you're listening,
Mrs. Sketches be like.
So, like, on the topic of VidCon, is everyone here planning to go back next year to America?
Yeah.
No, I hate America.
I'll go back to America.
I feel like America is that country that I want to just take a vacation every year. That's
honestly, yeah, that's what I always say. It's like a broken country, but it's good to vacation in for a while.
Wow.
Dude, nothing works over there, man.
I'm gonna be wow.
Why do you add dude. Taxes?
Oh my god.
Dude,
I hate
tipping,
taxes.
Tipping, adding taxes to the thing, driving, like any level of medication or care, nothing makes sense.
You mean IV bag doesn't cost $250 where you're from?
God damn, dude.
Sugar water doesn't cost that much for you.
An ambulance doesn't cost like a bajillion dollars.
Oh my god. Chicken
ambulances
souls?
Cost a lot here,
chicken
too,
salt?
Though.
Okay, good.
You guys don't chicken. Have chicken souls.
Chicken salt, dude. Chicken
oh my
salt.
God.
Maybe we do. We just didn't look hard enough. You don't know.
Literally, I don't know. Everyone on Twitter was like, what is chicken salt? And honestly, I don't know. But it's really good.
Chicken salt is essentially, so normal salt, sodium chloride, it's a different composition, right? Chicken salt is essentially, it used to be sodium chloride with like chicken fat and a few other spices to make a chicken salt. But now there's like more, it's more vegetarian, so it's not chicken fat. But it's just so like, imagine like salt on steroids, right?
Hell yeah.
It, like, America would love that. Good. Oh my god, can we talk about salt for a second?
Dude, salt.
Are you? No. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember. But we had breakfast with Alex's IRL friends in Brisbane before the meetup?
Yes, Brisbane.
Okay. And I got like some eggs and like, I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Shut up, Max.
I need to talk about this. Okay. And they had rock salt on the table in one of those like grinders. And so I reach for it and I'm about to put it and then the whole thing opens and falls on my breakfast, right?
And no. I'm not gonna give you that. He grinded it wrong and popped the cap off.
How do you grind wrong?
I literally fixed it, and I was like, twist. No. You did it wrong, dude.
What?
When you grind, you're just supposed to spin it. You pulled it. Why are you pulling?
I wasn't pulling it. Who pulls when you're grinding? Actually, let's not go there. okay, so the whole thing fell out, and Mama didn't raise a quitter. I spent money on this. I'm going to eat it, all right? And so rock salt is salt that's like 100 times the size. And so I tried to scrape off as much as I could. And then I was eating the breakfast, and every like 2 bites, I would bite into a rock salt. And it would literally taste like the ocean, and it made me so sick, and I was so dehydrated. And now anytime I see salt, I get that taste in my mouth. And it's
nice.
I hate it.
I love it.
And
that.
Honestly, I blame Alex.
What? Yeah, blame me for your wrong grinding.
Yeah, everybody shouldn't was have taken saying, us like, to hey. Breakfast, you asshole.
There you
everybody
me.
Was saying,
to be a ho, good host.
Dude, we could have like replaced a meal, 100%.
Yeah.
I know, but Mama didn't raise a quitter, but she didn't raise anyone who likes to stuff.
Oh, listen,
you need a lot of water.
Mama raised a chicken. That's definitely.
No, you don't mess with people who handle your food. I remember talking about this. I am so scared to send food back at a restaurant because they spit in it. They spit in it. They put their pubes in it.
No, they don't.
Put their snot in it. Yes, they do.
No.
They do.
I know. Imagine. I do.
That's why I never complain when we go out to eat.
What?
You're the worst kind of person. You know that?
You're the worst. Good. That's what you sound like.
You know what we call you out in the retail world? We call you a little bitch, right? That's what
we see, the thing is, I worked in retail, and I literally would never like mess with someone's products, but I know they mess with mine. I know it.
You know what, Sultan? I'm just going to spit in your meal the next time we eat.
Yeah, if it's you, I...
Yeah. I mean, listen. I wouldn't care.
Well, Sultan, you want to get up here? Dude, it's going to be the chill cast. Come on, man.
Is the podcast done? I think I have plans. <on
that. laughs> No, dude. Mr. Salt Boy over here. Mr. Struggling over here with salt.
Wait. No. It's not like that, babe.
It's not like that.
Damn. 9-hour delay flight again, guys, next year. Come on.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Were your flights fine, Russian Letty? Like,
no, I lost my luggage. I lost my luggage.
Yeah, you lost it.
They left it in the one state, and they're like, you're going to get it eventually. I'm like, oh, okay. 3 days later, there it is.
Oh, so you found it in the end?
Problems.
Yep. Yeah.
You must have been stinky. Thank you.
I don't sweat Stank. Much, so I'm good. I'm a freak. Much.
Man, the struggle of airports and stuff. Ha ha ha. Am I right? Ha ha.
Go watch Laddie's video.
Laddie's on airport part two.
No, I didn't have a problem.
The TSA agents just watched Laddie's part one for like instructions. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're Laddie didn't have a problem because she knows how airports work.
Yeah, that's it.
My friend Dude. Lexi actually, like, she went to the airport to visit like her mom over the winter break or spring break or something, and she told me she watched my video beforehand to be prepared. I'm like, oh.
She went to the airport to visit her mom. Like, her mom just, like, lives at the airport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. She lives in a different state.
Dude, that sounds like a state.
Yo. Yeah, airport state.
Yeah, nice.
Yo, Laddie.
Yeah.
Yo, Laddie, what? I heard that your dad lied to you the other day.
I guess.
What does that mean?
So my dad comes to visit once a year every summer.
Lucky.
And
did he bring milk?
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Wait, what does that mean?
Okay. Anyway, so
Laddie just really wants to tell the story. Okay, go.
So it was Father's Day, and I called him, you know, because it's Father's Day, and I was telling him we were planning stuff that we could do here, and he was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do today. Maybe I'll go see a movie. There's this movie Endgame that's out, and I'm like, have you seen any of the other Marvel movies? And he was like, no. And I'm like, do not watch Endgame. And so he's like, oh, okay, I won't. So I told him, I was like, we can, like, plan a whole Marvel movie marathon, and then we can see Endgame together, and then Spider-Man. And he was like, oh, that would be so great. So he comes over, and yeah, like, every night we would watch two, sometimes three movies, because he was here for, like, 2 weeks, so we had time. And he was liking him. He was getting really into it. And then we watched Endgame. And after we watched Endgame, we were in the car on the drive home. And my dad told me, he was like, I'm going to be honest, I watched it that day. And I was like, what? You watched Endgame without having seen any movies prior?
My aunt was going to do the same thing.
Oh, wow,
that's
God.
So sweet.
I was so mad. But
sweet?
Like,
what do you mean?
That's so sweet. I mean, I watched Endgame without seeing everything.
Oh my God, Alex, you're the problem.
You're the problem. But yeah, he was like, wow, it makes so much more sense after seeing them all. And I'm like, yeah. And so that was my tea. He would, like, play it off, too, because he thought that there was, like, after credits during Endgame, which there isn't, but he saw, like, the new updated, like, exclusive whatever version, and he saw it with, like, they gave a little trailer at the end for Spider-Man or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was telling me, he was like, oh, yeah, my friend went to see it, and he said he saw stuff at the end. Are you sure there's nothing at the end? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. He was his friend. He was talking about himself. Whatever.
Listen, you're trying to make him cry like I made you cry, right?
Yeah, well, he said he did get a little bit teary-eyed when a part happened. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but
oh, the what like part? When months. What part? When
very intense spoiler.
Or is it the, okay, yeah. Bleep that.
Yeah, that part is bleep, so no one knows.
I haven't seen any.
Why are you guys?
What about the part when Captain America and Tony Stark bang halfway through? No, I'm kidding. Bleep that.
Really emotional at that part.
Here is Ship Hulk and Iron Man.
It was like, finally, my ship.
I think I'm like the only person who hasn't seen any of the Avengers.
I'm literally giving fake spoilers right now, Sultan, don't worry.
No, I already know. It's hard.
You already know that what Captain America and Tony Stark bang halfway through.
I've read the fanfic. Idiot.
But did you hear it's now number one in the box office now? Woo!
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Stupid Avatar.
No one likes you, Avatar.
Blue alien hair sex movie.
I don't understand why Avatar did so well.
It was because of the time it came out. Like, of its time, it was really revolutionary, I guess.
It's to this day, the visual effects to this day are some of the best ever, like, even now.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine back then, they literally made new technology that revolutionized the entire industry about it.
That was
and
10 years
because
ago.
Of it, everybody watched it in 3D to maximize the VFX. And I know I did.
It was that's practical. Like,
yeah,
it was really good in 3D, but I don't remember what happened.
Except the hair part.
Uh-huh. They fucked.
Yeah, wasn't it just like...
Spoiler!
Furries.
Dude, Avatar spoiler. Bryce Walker died. Who killed Bryce Walker?
Okay.
Who killed Bryce Walker?
Oh, I get it, because you're bald.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
Oh, shut the hell... Where did that segue come from, Alex? What was that?
I don't segue. I just...
She just does.
Alice is like,
Alex
no
is
more.
She doesn't
yeah, she's
segue.
Different.
You're not like the other girls.
She's not like the other transitions, okay? She just says straight up.
Hang on.
Let's tread lightly. I don't do turn signals.
What?
You're the problem with this world.
Wait.
Do you really
what
not?
Did you just say?
Do she doesn't turn. Do you turn signals, Alex?
I'm gonna kill you, Alex.
I'm like actually.
I'm mad.
That's why I don't segue, bitch.
Maddie almost got killed by a guy once.
I yell at people when they don't use a turn signal.
Maddie has road rage.
Wait,
it's
scary.
Only about turn signals, and that's it.
Dude, you see California that make you mad at all, Addy? People just go in and out,
changing
lanes.
No one does it in California, but I contain myself.
But like, what do you mean? What do you mean, like turn signals? What do you mean? Like, what
indicators.
Do you get mad at?
Like, You're about to, like, switch lanes, maybe. Like, you run into someone. And, like, yeah, or stop somewhere. And, like, you don't turn on your turn signals to let them know, like, hey, I'm going to go this way, so watch out, because I could hit you. If they don't do that, it's, like, it gets so scary. Because it's, like, oh, shoot, wait, I got to slow down now because you're doing a thing I didn't know you were going to do.
Imagine you're in a four lane, and the guy across from you, it didn't have turn signal on, so you assume that you both can go at the same time, then you start going, he just turns in front of you and is like, oh, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm gonna be honest, driving scares the shit out of me. Like, it, it takes...
Oh my god, Sultan, remember it takes the time when one we tried to pick up Mars at the airport?
Oh my god.
You're the... Oh,
why did you bring that up? Now he's just gonna roast us for the next 30 minutes.
What happened?
We're not the best at directions or anything at all ever, and it was a struggle to find Mars.
Dude, okay, I want to roast these plebeians, okay? Because
that's what you sound like. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. You know what you sound like?
I should.
As the car goes fucking further and further away.
Wait, I forgot about this.
Because, so I'm like, guys, I'm going to be here at the airport. I'm going to be outside the terminal this one. And they're like, where are you? And I said, guys, I'm at the terminal thing. I'll send you my location. I send them my location. And they're like, oh, we're at the other terminal. I'm like, okay, that's fair. Meet in the middle. That's where the universal pickup and drop off is. And they're like, okay, we'll just share you our location. And so they did. I'm like, okay, you know where I am. Just come to me. And I just look and I see them get further and further away. And then I'm just like, wait, what? And then it gets to a point where they're 15 minutes, like they went from 1 minute away from me to 15 minutes away from me. And I was like, where are you? Yeah, I was literally thinking, I was like, are you guys leaving me? Like,
I remember in the car, me and Sultan were like, wait, something's wrong.
Who was driving?
Yeah, no shit.
Who was driving?
Did you figure out an hour afterwards?
It's so annoying because we had something to do right after, but they just like kept messing up. They were just driving out.
We actually went around a circle.
Around a circle implies that you came back. You literally kept driving in a straight line away from me.
I don't know why you're complaining. How boring and would it be if the world worked the way we thought it would? Like, that's so boring. You're welcome.
What are you on about?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you should be thanking me.
Like, I remember Sultan was like, can we do a U-turn? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Dude, so I'm just imagining.
In the middle of the road, and Sultan was like,
I told you not to tell anyone. I literally stopped in the middle of, like, the road and did a U-turn, and Alex was like,
you guys suck. Yeah. I'm just imagining Sultan driving with a blindfold on, dude. What are you talking about?
That's a video idea.
Oh, my God.
Bird Box Challenge. Dude, you guys suck.
Good times. I miss you.
And with that, with the admission that Sultan is literally going to kill people with his driving.
No, I'm not that bad.
We're going to end the podcast.
Also, wait. Also,
no, don't end on that. That's bad luck. Touch
wood. I just want to say I don't drive. That's why I said I don't use turn signals.
Oh. Because you're bald.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to trigger any people.
Oh, you triggered me.
Yeah, you triggered me.
I love you, Alex.
I don't.
Wait, you know what I also love, guys? Triggered Laddie. You know what Laddie doesn't like when you kill her in Mafia when she's innocent?
Oh,
and
my God.
Laddie got so mad. I couldn't believe it.
Wait, what happened? What round was that? Wait a minute.
That was the round in which James died really quickly, and he's like, I'm the fortune teller, and I know like Laddie is innocent, right? Laddie's innocent because I put my thumbs up. And then JJ... Alex. And then it was JJ, Alex, Laddie, and...
I was the other Alyssa. Teacher, yeah.
And who was the other person, Laddie? It was Alyssa?
Yeah, Annie?
Because I was yelling at Alyssa.
Yeah, because they were like, yeah, guys, James said she was evil, kill her! And Laddie's like, no! No! Who was that?
I was innocent!
And then everyone's like, no, he put his thumbs down! And I'm literally trying not to laugh out loud.
That's how mafia works sometimes.
I remember being the teacher and then we won. Okay.
Listen. Alex, the you were yelling at me all the whole time. Yeah. Whenever Mon pointed at you.
You were the furry.
No, I was the teacher. When James was the teacher and then you gave me also the teacher role.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was the game where you yelled at me for not playing it right, even though we won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got a good meme out of it.
Yeah, because that Pikachu face.
We
missed
a lot of good memes.
That was still one of my favorite times, man. That was good stuff.
That was I like how, so fun. I love Mafia.
I like how everyone died. They would just have a group of people that all died and run away in another room and whisper to each other. It's like, what is this? Fucking high school? Why are you giggling like little girl?
Oh, yeah.
No, so, oh my god. I remember Sultan trying to survive one of the last rounds. He's like, no. I'm not.
Yeah, you were like, you said something, but you said like a role, and I was like, he's lying. I know this because I'm that role. And you're like,
at the end, I was just like, it's not me. Like, I had no reason. I was just like, it's not me. Don't pick me.
That's a good time. All
right. And with that, now we're going to end the podcast.
Oh, and then, like, you know, that's.
Shut up!
God! All right. All good. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks for once again, thanks for the patrons for supporting the podcast. Wow. Thanks, Alex and Sultan, for joining us.
Yay!
And thanks we for appreciate us.
And if you want to listen to more of our episodes, we have it on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever. Okay. Yeah. All good. All right. And with that, ladies, everybody,
bye. Stay
amazing.
All good. And logging off now.